This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my glorious voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said traits, and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about the top three phrases that I've heard when dealing with narcissistic toxic relationships, relationships with narcissistic toxic people, and things like that. The top three phrases I've heard since I do my one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that, where I do kind of like coaching perspective or whatever. But these are the top three phrases that I've heard. And no, but I'm gonna put them in order. I'll put them in order. So the top phrase that I hear when I'm talking to survivors or, you know, other narcissistic people or whatever, is the number one phrase. Can you guess what it is? The number one phrase is, we were on and off. The relationship was on and off over a certain period of time. Y'all, on and off, breakup, makeup, whatever. The relationship was on and off. And I always ask people when they tell me that's like, what causes the offs? You know what I mean? I'm not worried about the on. I know the ons require the Hoover happens, whatever. I get that part. What causes the offs? Oh, they break up with me. We get into an argument. They promise to change, but then they don't change, whatever. So we've been going back and forth. We've been going back and forth doing this thing for at least, the longest I've heard an on and off relationship go was for 17 years. And I think it's still going on right now. So this 17 years on and off relationship. So on and off for 17 years. They would take like 6 months to a year break in between and get back together. They go date other people. I think one of them had a kid by somebody else and they get back together. The other one have a kid by somebody else, get back together. It was on and off for 17 years. I think it's back on right now. Focus on what causes the offs. What is causing the offs? That's why I was just curious. Like, what causes the off? Why y'all going off so much? Focus on that. Y'all focus on the ons. The on, I don't really care about the Hoover. What are you believing? What are they saying? Words over actions, all that stuff. What causes the off periods? Focus on that. If it's the same thing over and over and over again causing the off periods, it's time to dip out, y'all. Understand that dynamic, because they should, a narcissistic person, if they understand that they can get you back, they'll shut the relationship down the same way every single time. It'd be 2 or 3 weeks of good behavior, and then all of a sudden they'll start to disconnect from you. Oh, they don't respond as quickly as they used to. Oh, there's no more affection. Oh, there's no more love. Oh, they ghosted me. If somebody ghosts you and you let them come back into your life, Buckle up, because they don't feel like you deserve it. They go 6 months without talking to you, and they come back with some bullshit. I'm sorry, I was just so busy. If y'all believe that, I don't know what to tell you. I really, truly don't. We were on and off, on and off. Y'all, the on and off, that's what gets you addicted to these people. The back and forth, the up and down, the roller coaster of emotions, that's what gets you addicted to these toxic-ass relationships. That's what makes it harder to leave these toxic relationships, because it's on and off, up, down, left, right, side to side. I'm sounding like I'm making up a dance right now, don't I? I just like, y'all do the on and off, up, down, left, right, side to side. You know what I mean? It's like I'm doing a little dance or something like this. It's not a dance. If it is a dance, it's a horrible electric slide combination mixed with the boop scooting boogie. I don't know, y'all. The on and off periods get you addicted to this toxic ass relationship. The makeups and breakups, because the makeup sex, the makeup cheek clapping, it probably blows your mind and releases all kind of endorphins and stuff that gets you addicted to these toxic ass people. And I'm just like, damn, y'all, come on. Like, yo, if it keeps going on and off, keep it off, y'all. On and off is not healthy at all. It's just like you don't have any, there's no consistency right there. The only thing consistent about an on and off relationship is that it's inconsistent. The inconsistency is the consistency of the relationship. And that is backwards as hell, y'all. That's what I'm just telling you. If it keeps going off, keep the lights off. Turn the lights of this relationship off. Turn the power. Look, unplug the power. Unplug it from its power source, y'all. And you are the power source. You see what I'm saying? You have to understand that dynamic and empower yourself. Okay, part two. Number two, the second most repeated phrase when I'm talking to survivors and people dealing with narcissistic people. I thought I was going crazy. I feel crazy sometimes. Thank you for validating me. Something along those lines right there, y'all, which really just implies to me, which the implication I get from that is that you are a victim of emotional abuse or probably gaslighting. Dear Lord, gaslighting, manipulation, stuff that makes you question your reality, stuff that makes you don't know whether or not you're going up or down, left or right, side to side. The dance, you see that dance came back, did it? We can call that the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's this shuffle right there, up and down, left and right, side to side. Hey, don't do that dance, y'all. Do not do that dance. Do not do that damn dance. But seriously, gaslighting, manipulation, all this stuff for a long period of time. I actually saw some research very recently that extended periods of gaslighting and emotional manipulation can actually cause you brain damage. So imagine you getting brain damage from a toxic ass relationship because you keep going back into it, y'all. Because sooner or later, we keep going back into it, Lee. That's victim blaming. No, this is not me victim blaming, y'all. You have to understand the dynamic. But if you keep going back into these toxic relationships, and yes, I do understand that the trauma bond exists. I understand that, y'all. I'm trying to help as many people as I can break that trauma bond and live healthier lives. I'm trying to help as many narcissists as I can get to therapy so they can live healthier lives as well. But the more you go into that relationship, the less you can blame that narcissistic person for how they are treating you. They've shown you who they are. They've shown you how they're going to treat you. What are you telling yourself that keeps you going back into this relationship? What are you believing from them that keeps you going back into this toxic relationship? Because their behaviors have not changed. What about you? What are you telling yourself that makes you think that this person is going to change? And this is not me being victim blaming. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to empower you I'm trying to help you shift from being a victim to a survivor to a thriver. You want to get to the thriving part of it, y'all, because the victim stuff, you can't sit in that victimhood for so long because it'll destroy you. You'll feel like you're going crazy. The gaslighting, the manipulation, the questioning your reality, that is a symptom of being in a toxic ass relationship. It just is. You know what I mean? You can't blame them for being them. After a little while, you can't blame them for being them. But look, Tony Robbins says, blame more effectively. Point that arrow inwards. Blame myself for keep going back into this toxic ass relationship. And that way I have the power. If you're blaming them, they have the power. You see what I'm saying? Blame more effectively. Tony Robbins said, I'm not telling you to stop blaming. I'm telling you to blame more effectively. Blame something that you can control. You can't control them. You can control you, though. You absolutely have the ability to control yourself. So blame more effectively. Get out of this toxic ass cycle. Y'all, I want to see people win. Y'all, that's why my platform is about seeing people win. I love when a narcissistic person, hey Lee, I went to therapy. I saw these videos. They hurt my feelings. I'm tired of treating people like this. I went through therapy. I love seeing stuff like that. Hey Lee, I saw your videos. I survived the toxic relationship. I felt like I was going crazy. Thank you. I'm trying to help you win. The shift, y'all. We are shifters over here. We're shifting from victims to victims to survivors to thrivers. And we're going from unaware, abusive-ass, narcissistic, toxic people to aware, self-aware, non-abusive helpers. We can do it, y'all. You have to empower yourself. It's up to you. Blame more effectively. And the last phrase that I hear most commonly in toxic relationships, y'all, is walking on eggshells. I always feel like I was walking on eggshells. I was scared to express myself. Walking on eggshells is a symptom of being in a toxic relationship, of fear. Of intimidation, like you're fearful of this person. You're intimidated by this person for one reason or another. This person has done something to you. They've said something to you. They might have put their hands on you. They might have yelled and screamed at you. You might have been. It doesn't have to be an intimate relationship either. This could be a parent as well. You know what I mean? This could be one of your parents or your friends or your coworkers or your boss or whatever. This can be. You know, all of this applies to every one of the things I said. Well, other than the job thing, on and off of the job, I don't know how you're going to do that. but if you're walking on eggshells where you feel like you cannot express yourself, that is a sign that you might be in a toxic ass relationship. You a fear of expression, a fear of voicing your opinion, a fear of trying to validate your emotions, a fear of trying to hold this other person accountable, a fear of doing anything that you want to do is walking on eggshells. You know what I mean? You want to pick the eggshells up. You want to empower yourself to get to the point where you can speak your mind. Because not being able to speak your mind or communicate effectively in a relationship is horrible, y'all. And I don't know if y'all can tell. I'm still a little sick, but I'm back empowered now, y'all. And when I get empowered, I try to empower other people. You see what I'm saying? So you have to empower yourself to take the necessary steps to, you know, pick those eggshells up. Stand up for yourself or leave this toxic-ass relationship. Always, okay, of course, y'all. Always use discretion, because some of these people are dangerous as hell and they might take your life. They might put you on a milk carton. You know what I mean? Is it worth being on the side of a milk carton to stay in a toxic ass relationship? You know what I mean? Be safe and protect yourself. I'm just being dead serious. Some of these people are scary as hell. They will harm you or whatever. Walking on eggshells is a sign, or being scared to voice yourself is a sign that you're in a toxic relationship. And this doesn't necessarily mean the person is a narcissist. They could be something else. They could be a psychopath. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. If you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever, hit that 5 stars for me. I have to hop on a 101 right now. Anyways, y'all, thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.